Uber has lost a round in court. The ride-sharing service has been fighting challenges to its business model, but a federal judge here in California has allowed some drivers to proceed with a class action suit against the company. The case could affect other big companies in what's called the sharing economy. NPR's Laura Seidel has more.
Uber holds itself out as a leader in what has been dubbed the sharing economy. It challenged the traditional taxi business with an app that brought together people who need a ride with people who have cars. The drivers get paid a rate set by Uber. But Shannon List Reardon, an attorney for the drivers, says Uber passes on a lot of costs.
They have to pay for their own cars, they have to pay for their gas, they have to pay for the wear and tear on their vehicles. And basically, Uber is able to shift all those expenses to its drivers and not have to pay it themselves.
Liz Reardon says the drivers are arguing that they should be classified as employees, not contractors. And she claims that labor law is on their side, especially in California, where the company's headquartered.
In California, those laws are particularly strict and say that employers have to reimburse their employees for expenses that are required to do the job.
One of the first steps in the case against Uber was getting the federal judge to certify the drivers as a class. Uber fought that classification, but it lost. Uber did not respond to requests from NPR for a comment on the ruling, but it did bring in testimony of drivers who were happy being independent contractors and didn't want to be part of the class. However, the judge determined that was a small group compared with the tens of thousands of drivers that work for Uber, a company that some value at $50 billion. Any ruling in this case could affect other companies in the sharing economy, like Airbnb, TaskRabbit, and Lyft, another ride-sharing service, says Stanford Law professor Bill Gould.
Where this question of misclassification of employees into independent contractor status is arising with increasing frequency.
The case is still many months from trial. Driver attorney Liz Reardon says the case is likely to go before a jury sometime next year. Laura Seidel, NPR News.